New Day and 1180 WFYL working for your Liberty. Call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We got Al Locke in studio with us. Al, you were just telling us about Gary Porter, Sam Rohr, some of their thoughts that they had regarding the Constitution and our president.
Right. Just quoting from Gary Porter, who sends out a weekly newsletter. He's a constitutional scholar, and he's going to be on tomorrow at 7 with Sam, God willing. And essentially, Gary, quote his weekly newsletter here, "The left was incensed by this abridgment of religious expression and lobbied hard for the passage of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act." In other words, President Clinton signed it. The left was in back of it. And now, fast forward, the left's love affair with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is officially over now that they see that it can be used to allow businesses to decline to participate in the advancement of causes which contravene their firmly held religious beliefs. Even Ashton Kutner, who no doubt would have staged a sit-in on behalf of the drug smokers, peyote smokers, the Indians, who use that as a religious ceremony, and the Supreme Court declared that legal, decries the application of the exact same principle to businesses dealing with gender, this is what Gary says, gender-confused individuals. Good for you, Gary. I appreciate your humor there and actually your intelligence and wisdom. Second Amendment, he speaks about this too, the Obama administration's efforts. I guess before I close that Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the left came up with this, and now they're screaming bloody murder because it protects the business owners, and basically it can be used by people of faith to basically turn down business if they so wish. And so this is hypocrisy. Yes, Gary is right. It's hypocrisy. Going on to the Second Amendment by Gary, the Obama administration's efforts to suppress ownership of guns in the country is reaching new heights. Operation Choke Point, the program to force businesses not to support other businesses the government deems less esteemed, has found a new accomplice. Federal Express has declined to support a business which produces a machine which can be used to produce gun parts. Apparently, it's okay for some businesses to decline to support gun enthusiasts, but don't you dare decline to support homosexual marriage or off to the re-education camp with you. More hypocrisy. Yes, Gary, you're right. Hypocrisy, what Jesus thought about it. He's right on. He's hitting the nail on the head. And basically, as a constitutional scholar, it should be a reasoned law. The Constitution is the law of the land. We support it. And essentially, it shouldn't be a two-way street. It should be the same for everybody. Article 2, here's Gary noted this, and what must have been the most cringeworthy moment for President Obama's staff listening in the wings, President Obama being interviewed by the Huffington Post, called what must have certainly been inaudible, and said he would pursue his agenda during his remaining months in office by hook or by crook. By hook or by crook, in his words. Gary searched diligently through my copy of the Constitution and failed to find such a law enforcement mechanism provided to the president in Article 2. A similar word search through the Federalist Papers came up empty. Were Madison and Hamilton completely aware of this process for the employment of presidential power? Mystified, I sought refuge in the familiar words of Wikipedia, where I discovered, much to my chagrin, the word crook has a connotation of crookedness, perversity, and wickedness. While hook might suggest subtlety, deceit, cunning, chicanery, or trickery. A thousand times no. The President of the United States, the leader of the free world, with nuclear weapons at his fingertips, must resort to chicanery to advance his agenda. Apparently, his pen and phone have proved insufficient to the task. Well, right on, Gary. I'm speaking for myself. You listeners, if you want to call in, you might have some words to add to Gary's. It's hard to think of anything to add to it. He really nails it. Anyway, going further, Gary says, how long will the American people put up with this nonsense? I'm beginning to believe there is some backroom deal between the president and Rush Limbaugh. The president will occasionally say constitutionally outrageous things. If Rush will help the president purchase his Hawaiian estate with some of the profits, such as the sound bites produce. Of course, Gary's kidding, but President Obama says such.
I like that little bit of commentary
such
there.
Outrageous things that it gets everybody stirred up, and justifiably so. Rush gets to talk about it and basically have a bigger audience. And a lot of these things the president can't put over because we have a Republican House and Senate. So it's more or less a false war of words.
He's funding Rush Limbaugh's retirement.
Right.
He's funding his retirement. That's one heck of a retirement plan there. And might I add, a secure one.
Right. Yeah.
What do you think about all this? What do you think about the words that Al is talking with Gary Porter and Sam Rohr? 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. We want to hear your opinion. 1-877-667-1180 abroad. That's 1-877-667-1180. If you're abroad, you're local, you could call that number too. But I love that. Rush Limbaugh has quite a cushy retirement plan there, doesn't he?
Well, it's so... The president's making it so easy for him to have a huge audience that Gary's saying that Rush might be contributing to President Obama's retirement plan by saying such outrageous things. So
it's wings both ways.
Right.
Hook and crook. He's caught on the microphone, so he didn't mean to say that, but hook and crook. How about that? From the El Presidente of these United States.
Oh, it's a bold-faced admission that he knows he's doing things in a crooked way outside the Constitution. And this is, this confirms the obvious. His actions are completely outside the Constitution in a lot of cases. And Roger Hedgecock said it before he retired. It's almost like he has a mental problem. This is a flat-out admission that got him recorded, and other times it's happened, when he whispered to Putin saying, I'll be able to do more for you after the election, is another time. It exposes who he is, and the polls show that the American people realize it. Overwhelmingly, they don't want somebody elected as president in the future.
Well, he's an ideologue. Promises. He's an ideologue, and his ideology is that he rules. That's his ideology. He rules, and don't you speak against what I've got to say here. Don't you speak against that, because then we're going to have an issue. Did you know he's used the Espionage Act more times than all previous administrations in filing against leaks? Edward Snowden a part of that, but of the 11 times that has been used since the 1950s, he has been 7 of those times to prosecute those who are perceived as leaking information. We'll have more information about that when we come back here. 1180 WFYL, it's a new day. Thanks for listening. We'll take your call, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-TALK, right after this. Welcome back to It's a New Day at 1180 WFYL. 610-539-TALK. 610-539-TALK is the number to call, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Mike Levins here, and we have Al Locke in studio with us, continuing Sam Rohr. He's with some of our other programs here. We're going to be airing him shortly, hopefully, 12 to 1. On Stand in the Gap today, a program where he's going to talk about the issues of the day from a Christian perspective. Well, what did Sam, you wanted to go in a little bit more, Al, to what Sam had to say.
American Pastors Network Praise and Prayer Report for the week ending March 28th from Sam Rohr. He produced it on Saturday, March 28th. So it's very timely. Sam's an amazing, amazing person. We were actually at a breakfast up there in Soderton with Sam earlier in the day on Saturday. And the speeches he gives are really, like, he's wise beyond almost anybody I know and I've heard. And he's was brilliant that day, and he said exactly what needed to be said. And I'd urge anybody, if you have a chance to meet Sam Rohr and hear him speak, to go do it. And that's why we're going to have him on every weekday, 12 to 1. We're really looking forward to it. And it's going to be simultaneously broadcast all around the state. It's going to be simultaneously broadcast all around the state to at least six other stations. So this is going to be big. It'll be on satellite. They're projecting, with Sam going on, that there'll be 50 stations in a year broadcasting Sam Rohr from 12 to 1, two other pastors, Gary Dull and Dave Kistler. So this is something we're really hoping for, we've worked for, spent a lot of time and effort to get in place. God is moving, and, you know, here's what Sam has to say. And it's not necessarily good news, but as Sam is spot on, knows what's going on. You've been hearing it on all the news media.
But we would want some good I mean, everyone wants good news, but right. The truth and good news sometimes don't like to marry.
Right. The international news of this week can be summed up in the prophetic phrase, and there shall be wars and rumors of wars. All around the world there is increased fighting. This is Sam Rohr speaking now. All around the world is increased fighting and clear preparations for war. Russia and NATO, Russia and the Ukraine, Russia and Georgia, Russia and the USA, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan and others, and Yemen for a proxy war with Iran, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Islam, and the rest of the world. Because, this is Sam Rohr speaking now, and of course I've been saying it for a long time, but here's what he says. Because of the traitorous actions of the White House in a desperate effort to placate and strengthen the ambitions of Iran as they seek the destruction of the United States and Israel, the Middle East is exploding in an all-out nuclear arms race. And these are just the military wars, and then only a partial list at that. Then there are a list of dangerous and, in some respects, in some other respects, currency wars in China, Russia, India, and others seek to replace the U.S. dollar with a new currency, and certain people in Europe and the U.S. president seeks a new world order and a new currency, and the wars and rumors of wars are seemingly increasing by the week. So what should we do? Be about the work of the Lord, and Sam answers his own question, be about the work of the Lord with more diligence, and of course, look up. We got to rely on God. Here's something else going on to the next paragraph. We know the scripture tells us that we are to pray for the priests of Jerusalem. I know I've paid for the priests of Jerusalem in the midst of increasing hostilities and threats against them for years and years because it was the right thing to do. But I must confess this week, while having breakfast with a Masonic Jewish pastor friend, I had to ask God for forgiveness. We're talking about the real meeting of Passover coming up this week in the middle of the increasing hostilities in the Middle East. My friend Jeff shared with me some encouraging news. After coming back from almost 2 months in Israel, as he talked with hundreds of fellow Jews there and here, he said that there is a clear and obvious, it is clear and obvious that God is opening the hearts of his people. What once were constant rejections of any discussion about Jesus as Messiah, the response is now, I hear you, Jeff, tell me more. And then they are saying to themselves and others, what Jeff and others are saying is really true? What if Jesus really was the Messiah? How amazing. This is of God's doing, and how encouraging, and a sign of the times. So in the midst of all this wars and rumors of wars, terrible things, the Jewish people are being put on the spot, and basically they just could be turning to Jesus. This is extraordinary good news, and this is something that I know a lot of our listeners appreciate. Going on
what people need to know as well, and that Jesus not only loves the Jewish people, and what you were saying, but also even those who are practicing homosexuality. I hate to call them homosexuals even, because that does a disservice to them as persons. They're more than just their sexual orientation. Jesus died for them. They're much more than that, in that he loves them.
That's exactly right. We should love our fellow citizens. We should obviously love the Jews of the world, direct descendants of Abraham and Isaac, and they brought the world tremendous innovation. They brought us the Bible. We can never be thankful enough. They brought us knowledge of God. They're our spiritual fathers, so to speak. So anyway, and mothers. There's going on with what Sam said. He's praying not only for the physical safety of Israel and the Jews for their spiritual salvation and the Jews of spiritual, but it's stuck in my heart because I believe that I and most Americans in our support of Israel may quite likely be praying a bit amiss. As my friend Jeff said, there is no peace in Jerusalem, Israel, until they accept the Prince of Peace. Physical peace is nice, but God's heart for the people is a spiritual peace, which only comes through salvation. He said, you and Christians must pray for the spiritual salvation of the Jews, as that is God's heart. I agree. So from now on, Amen. My prayer...
Amen.
Yes, of course. My prayer is for the spiritual awakening and salvation of the people of God. And I think the Bible predicts this is going to happen in the end times.
You know? Yeah, it does. It does, actually. In Revelation, probably, I believe, but also in Daniel as well. That's a prophetic book.
Okay, when they accept the Messiah as the Lamb of God, the Prince of Peace will bring true peace and fulfill the prophecies that we have all longed to see fulfilled. So this is Sam Rohr's newsletter for the week ending March 28th. I thought it was so good that it was worth relating. And basically, here's something that some of our listeners might like to participate in. Praise the Lord. This program's coming up on the middle of the month. Sam's looking for sponsors for the program and Stand in the Gap Today. It's going to launch April 13th. And if you want to be blessed by being a sponsor, bringing Sam Rohr to not only this station, but 6 or 7 other stations in Pennsylvania, and hopefully 50 stations, another about 50 stations by the end of the year, get a hold of us here at the station or call Sam Rohr directly and offer to sponsor this new show. This is really cutting edge. This is God. And this is to have Sam Rohr and Gary Dahl, just those two, but Dave Kistler, too, from North Carolina, is going to really be sensational on the heavenly scene, and God is in this. And I wish anyone that's capable or has some spare cash and wants to be blessed by God for contributing to doing this, please call the station, WFYL, 1180 AM, or get a hold of Sam or the Pennsylvania Pastors Network or American Pastors Network directly. Thank you.
That's going to be Stand in the Gap today. That's going to be airing 12 to 1 weekdays right here on 1180 WFYL with Sam Rohr. And that's going to be set, hopefully, to start making sure that all the setup, because there's an immense amount of setup that goes on with this in the respective locations of each host. But that's going to be slated for later in this month, April. So we will have updates with that here at 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Go ahead and call in. We're going to continue the discussion, reporting on the news, and we're going to talk about Senator Menendez and his recent indictment. Some facts that you need to hear as the listener.
For the 2015 Pennsylvania Leadership Conference, the premier gathering of conservatives each year.
Day on 1180 WFYL. Call in at 610-539-TALK. That's 610-539-TALK. Or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180 abroad. 610-539-TALK. All right, so we have Senator Menendez. Let's talk a little bit about his recent indictment. Indictment? That's how I always looked at that word when I was younger. Indictment? Indictment. I always thought it said indictment. But he has been indicted for some corruption. If you have not heard already, this happened 2 days ago. He's charged with conspiracy to commit bribery, honest services fraud. And this is in connection with a friend of his, a doctor in Florida, and him kind of making some maneuvers for him. Here's an article from the Wall Street Journal. A federal grand jury indicted Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey on corruption charges Wednesday. The Justice Department's first criminal charges against a sitting U.S. senator since the flawed prosecution of Alaska's, and that's Republican, Ted Stevens in 2008. Mr. Menendez, 61 years old, asserted at a news conference in Newark, New Jersey, because he is a representative of New Jersey, on Wednesday evening that he had done nothing wrong and was outraged. The Justice Department brought charges, the culmination of a more than 2-year inquiry by the Federal Bureau of Investigation into the relationship between the senator and Florida eye doctor Solomon Melgen. Quote, prosecutors at the Justice Department do not know the difference between friendship and corruption. I'm confident at the end of the day, I will be vindicated and they will be exposed. Mr. Menendez plans to step down from his role as the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. According to a person familiar with the matter, he has been a vocal opponent of two of President Barack Obama's key foreign policy initiatives, the rebuilding of ties with Iran and Cuba. The grand jury in Newark handed down a 14-count indictment charging Mr. Menendez with crimes including bribery. Dr. Melgen was also charged with 13 counts in relation to the alleged scheme. Dr. Melgen's attorneys have said he didn't do anything wrong. The indictment outlines a long-running relationship in which Mr. Menendez allegedly used his position to help Dr. Melgen while receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions and gifts. In exchange for favors, Dr. Melgen allegedly paid Mr. Menendez's flights on private jets, let him use a Caribbean villa, and provided various other perks. To give you an idea, the article goes on, in one instance, Dr. Melgen allegedly paid for a three-night stay by the senator at a Park Hyatt in Paris with American Express rewards points. Mr. Menendez was traveling to meet, quote, a woman with whom he had a personal relationship, unquote, but still checked to see if there were government rates at a hotel, the indictment says. His alleged stay in a suite with a limestone bath and, quote, enclosed rain shower, unquote, was worth nearly $5,000. So this senator is sleeping around, because this isn't the only woman. If you read farther in the article, it talks about how he would do this frequently, and he would take different girlfriends and actually try to get them visas to travel. They would be all from all across the globe. Brazil is one of the locations, and he would bring them to these villas Dr. Melgen would provide in exchange for favors. And he was sleeping around and got himself in trouble. It's amazing how sin can do that, isn't it? He got himself in trouble. But there's an interesting fact here which I believe that you as a listener need to know. And this is from Politiker, New Jersey. This was on April 1st. Menendez camp says indictment another DOJ leak. A spokesman for U.S. Senator Bob Menendez says the federal indictment that dropped today was another leak from the Department of Justice, and that neither the senator nor his attorneys had received a copy before it was reported. He was charged moments ago, and this was April 1st when he was formally charged, in a two-year federal corruption case concerning his relationship with Florida eye doctor and personal friend Salomon Melgen. He faces conspiracy to commit bribery and wire fraud and is accused of improperly advocating for the business interests of Melgen, including by intervening on the doctor's behalf in a medical billing dispute. And these all have to do with him getting involved with actual pieces of legislation or lobbying, basically a senator for hire. Now, here's another article from The Hill. This is Lindsey Graham. The title of the article, this was March 10th. Graham, something doesn't smell right about Menendez leak. And I'll just read this. Senator Lindsey Graham suggested Tuesday that something about the leaked reports of a federal corruption investigation surrounding Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey, doesn't add up. Graham suggested that the leak was unfair for not only Menendez, but to Americans at large. Quote, leaking the investigation or the possible outcome is not fair to any American, unquote, he told reporters. Reports surfaced late last week, this was March 10th when this report came out, that the Department of Justice was working to bring criminal charges against the New Jersey Democrat. Graham also questioned the timing of the leak, suggesting that it came after Menendez, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, made it clear he wanted to review a deal with Iran. And it gets even better. Here's an article from PolitiFact.com. Headline, CNN's Tapper. Obama has used Espionage Act more than all previous administrations. The federal criminal charges filed against National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden, this is an article from last year, 2014, in January, make it seven times that the Obama administration has used the Espionage Act against government workers who shared information with the press. In at least two instances, the government's investigations have delved into the practices of reporters and news organizations and put reporters in legal jeopardy. Here's the basic numbers. I'm reading a little farther down. Most tallies, like the one by investigative service ProPublica, begin with Daniel Ellsberg and the release of the Vietnam War-era documents known as the Pentagon Papers, including Ellsberg, and this is the tracing of the utilization of the Espionage Act. The government has used the Espionage Act 10 times to prosecute government workers who shared classified information with journalists. If we push back to 1945, there is one more case. So of those 11, 7 have taken place while Barack Obama has been president. What does this say? It says if you don't agree with Obama, you better run and hide. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This was leaked, this investigation, while Obama was planning to have these talks with Iran before it really hit the news cycle. He was planning earlier in March to silence his opposition, and he did that by leaking knowledge of this Department of Justice investigation. Now, something doesn't add up about all these leaks, because there was the leak also about Hillary Clinton's emails, and that her emails were on a public server. That was leaked as well. Catherine Sebelius, I believe. I may have that wrong, but that was leaked as well. While Obama has used more than any other president in the half of the century, since 1945, 11 uses of the Espionage Act to prosecute reporters leaking sensitive government information, 7 of them were under Barack Obama. And I want to leave you with that today. Remember, in all of these news headlines, that Jesus Christ, as crazy as it may sound, it is true. He is Lord. Let's see what the president does. We'll join you next week. Have a wonderful Easter. Those of you Christians, celebrate the Lord Jesus. And if not, look up what the story means. It's a great one. Jesus is Lord.